The crisis of tonality has not yet been solved, because the solution is built on wisdom. And I count less than 20 groundbreaking songs, and I almost see no hope of making one that unifies them all in their wisdom. The songs we need, the songs humanity deserves, disable you from taking the turn to your office or work and have you continue driving until the end of the road, where you begin walking the great trails, the Appalachian, the Pacific Crest, and the Continental Divide, and return years later. Well-read, dignified, strong, and young. Don't tell me that the crisis has been solved, because when I turn on the radio, I can only hear shards of glass. And the lyrics, they sound like a tombstone inscription. Over and done, and no one will rise. Because there is no music, and no hope of sunrise. We have been made poor, as a rule. Do not be angry with me about your favorite songs like a child. Instead, create the world's real music. Most human beings will tap a foot to a radio, and very few will cry at the opera. Real music, real human music, begins with tears to the aria. Out of sheer incompetence, by mistake, we are lucky to know what it is like. The Blue Diva dance scene that we all love so much teaches the starting point to real human music. There is as much silence as acoustic violins, all stitched with one of the most beautiful voices. Let me restate the above. We know dirt little about real music. Yes. And what your so-called stars do in their own free time, their ideology and philosophy, or just the damn lyrics, show you the kind of dirt we know. This is why we don't cry for music. Most of us have never heard the real thing. Had you heard real music, you would be offended by what is sold today. We do have something. We have long concerts, we have the opera and the wonderful aria, but the storytelling, the enabling of the mind is either incoherent, outdated, or just too damn dreamy. Allow me to restate again. The storytelling is dead. I wish I knew why. A good conspiracy would be a stretch here. Maybe it is because everyone forgot about growing all the way up and greatness, everyone being fractured by poverty and constant stress, which may just be more powerful than any of us could have guessed. The center of town Colosseum, where each finds a break before they return to work and in the process forget dirt from inspiration, perhaps, worked all too well. A couple of thousand years of abuse will leave a mark. Maybe that's what happened to music. But if you close your eyes and step into a cathedral, not a church, a cathedral, and imagine a real diva singing about rising with headphones like acoustics where she sings to each first and to all second, and the instruments are not just musical, but the best and the noblest within us, we may then begin to solve the crisis of tonality, of content, of music, of real songs. The wise secular cathedral, the diva, the wise lyrics, the choir, the tick and the Moog module, they can go around the mad world to heal the wild thing within each of us. We don't have to knock on heaven's door. The November rain can stop. The final countdown is perhaps already here. The rise of the artificial intelligence, which doesn't create the music, but teaches us what it will take.
But ladies and gentlemen, the artists have thus far have been too small, almost hand-picked for self-destruction, for our destruction, and the destruction of the promise of music. Think about it. Think about their culture. Think about what that robs a human being of. Their quest for wisdom, their quest for greatness, the growing all the way up, just to name the starting point. That's not music, is it? Don't be mad at me for pointing out the obvious. Begin your work with artificial intelligence as a teacher. I really think it will take a generation to make one good song. There's a lot of work ahead of us. Let the AI hold up the lamp to it so that we know where to go.